welcome to EQ Above IQ, Parenting with Emotional Intelligence and Healing the Inner Child. My name is Trina Casey and I'm your host. Thank you for joining me. I am so excited and overwhelmed and tired and everything all together at this moment, but there is so much happening in the world that I had a hard time trying to decide what is happening. And just like everything in this world, it's all connected. So I'm going to do my best on this episode to talk about a couple things and try to create the connections in a way that you can understand so you can see what I see. Like I always say, I don't do batching of podcasts because I don't have time. But also, I also want to download from spirit when it moves me. And so sometimes I'll just kind of sit and wait and see, something will pop in my head and say, that's it. That's what I need to share with everyone this week. So because I am operating from the mind, body, spirit alignment, I'm going to talk about that, about a couple subjects that are currently happening and I could see coming a mile away. And I don't know about you, but when you finally have your grand awakening outside of the hegemonic, you know, scape of this compartmentalizing, you see that everything is connected. You see how the dots connect so that you can move in this life in a particular way. And also you can know yourself much, much better. I tell my clients all the time, when one is out of alignment of the mind, body, and spirit, you fall out of alignment. You become ill. When your body's out of alignment, your spirit's out of alignment. It's all intrinsically connected. Just like we are. Just like we are to the planet. So when she's suffering, it is no surprise that we start suffering. And if you see with the global changes that are happening, planet Earth, planet Gaia, she is a living entity, just like we do. You know, just like the pluralverse. Yeah, I said pluralverse. I do a podcast called Hegemony Revealed with two co-hosts, Gary and Shahana. We do it bi-weekly as well on LinkedIn. So you can go check it out on there. I'll post copies of it occasionally there. So on this live podcast, Shahana said something that was very insightful and I wanted to share it with you, my listener. She said that we always get bamboozled and tricked into thinking there is one God, one universe, one planet. And this has been happening for so long because those who are controlling the narrative in the hegemony, they won so that they can control. It's easier to control one than it is control all. So what they do is say there's a universe. But when you take that telescope and you look out into the pluralverse, there's universe upon universe upon universe. Just like now, quick dip, because there's a reason I'm going into Trump real quick. Yeah, he got indicted again. But yeah, like we didn't know that. Like, yeah, we know that also he's a perfect poster boy for what is wrong with the world right now. He represents the hegemony so clearly. He represents a sort of a dim-witted version of it, in my opinion, because I think he is operating on pure impulse and delusion. But the psychosis, the psychopathy of the hegemony is perfectly stamped on his forehead. This idea that you can go and do and say and take whatever you want and there's no consequences. That's what I saw him represent as the president of the United States. And it revealed a lot of cracks in the government and the U.S. and how we see and operate. And it showed not so great, not the greatest country on the planet, not the freest country on the planet, you know, a lot of propaganda. And it's also revealed a lot of low down, dirty behavior that has been happening since World War II. If not before, but after World War II, with the establishment of the Monroe Doctrine and the WTF and World Bank and WHO, all NATO, all of these things have been control mechanisms to control a narrative. But it's all connected. Okay, so one of the things I find interesting is that we are always in these constant wars. And these constant wars are always in particular regions. And these particular regions also seem to correlate and align with the cradle, different cradles around the world, cradles of civilization. A lot of us, they think that it was the Euphrates, but there's like six of them. They're not all in one place. There's just six different places in the world where humans evolved at the same time, spontaneously, but in different parts. Now, the United States is admitting that, guess what? We've had alien contact. And if you don't see the connection between that, I'll explain a little bit more. So, for a long, long time, we have had an evolutionary story that we've been taught through our lives the past 40 years about history, about who we are as a species, how our body works, how we function. All of this is connected, and this is why they separate the sciences too. Okay? The sciences are separated in order so that you don't connect the dots. You don't connect the mind, body, spirit. So now we know there are all these different civilizations that evolved at the exact same time. So it doesn't really line up with the story and the fairy tale that we have been told about evolution from primates and a lot of other stuff. It also doesn't explain why all six of these cradles, Iran, Iraq, where else? Mesopotamia. Iran is where the Sumerians were, or was it Iraq? Iran or Iraq? Close to each other anyway. Egypt, I'm missing a couple, but Mexico, or the Incan empires. So, Incan, Mayan, those Peru is what I was thinking, Peru. So, anyways, I don't pretend to know the exactness because I am always pulling multiple data, just pops into my head, and I'm just trying to express it as quickly as I can within a small period of time. We could have a 1 hour lecture if you like, but I don't have an hour to put on this podcast. Trying to get it out. And also, speaking of the podcast, it seems that Spotify has stopped paying me for my podcast episode plays because they have changed the structure. So, what I would implore you to do, please, please, please sponsor this podcast. And you can do that in the link. On wherever you're listening to this podcast. Also, you can go to thisreallifebooks.com, click the podcast link, and you will see a support button. Please, I implore you to sponsor this. It takes a lot of time and energy for me to do these podcasts. And also, I pay out of pocket to get it edited because editing is not my wheelhouse. So, just to keep this podcast going, because I have gotten so much support from you guys as far as kind words, plays. But yeah, like I said, they pulled a number on me and now I don't get paid for the plays anymore. So yeah, please go and support this podcast. Any small amount, 99 cents a month, anything you can afford. And you can choose the amount you want to support in the link on my website. So I have two different possibilities to support. So, anyways, back to the connections. So, we are all so intrinsically connected to everything. So, Trump started this awakening. COVID propelled it even more because we had no choice but to go inward. I think they tripped up on that one. They were trying to scare us, but I think a lot of people said, wait a minute, you mean I don't have to go into work and work like a slave all the time and I can be just as productive? Yeah. Well, they didn't want that because it's all about the psychological pressure necessary in order to eventually break you down. Our lifespan could be up to 150 years. That's what genetics can do. But so, what they do is they introduce crap. And when I say crap, I mean the food that we are fed that is barely edible. It was in the early 1800s when the industrial food industry started, when you had Kraft and Nestle and all these different big corporations, Unilever, start their conquest over the DNA of humans because we used to live longer under certain circumstances. I mean, yeah, if you go to Europe during that time, we got a little hygiene issues, you know, in the early 1600s up until about the 1800s. And so, anyways, these food companies were actually feeding us poison. There was a documentary on PBS called Poison Squad, and you should really go watch that. Wow. He basically the godfather of the FDA in many ways. He fought the US government, or he fought to mandate food standards for food because people were dropping dead. And they were like, didn't know what he was because the people want to trust these corporations to feed them healthy food after these corporations and take their land so that they can no longer be self-sufficient. So, taking away your self-sufficiency is a huge part of the plan. You can't collect rainwater in some states. You can't plant a garden in the front yard in some states. There was this big campaign to create lawns. Where lawns is useless. You should be able to grow fruits and vegetables, right? Anyways, I digress. It's all connected. I don't actually digress. It's all connected. And one of the things that I found interesting is that in this PBS documentary is that Wiley had to create a squad of volunteers who put their lives on the line in order to prove that all these foods were poisonous, to prove that everything he was saying was true. So we have all of these brave human beings revealing that there was chalk in milk, revealing that it was watered down, revealing that there was formaldehyde in preservatives and everything. They were their food dyes, and we're still fighting that fight. But here's why we're still fighting that fight. We could have healthy, nutritious foods if we, of course, had our own ways to grow it. I always encourage all my listeners and all my clients to start a little herb garden, fruit garden, vegetable garden. Just start something because there's actually medicinal and therapeutic properties in growing your own food. The energy of it, touching the soil, there's mineral absorption, walking barefoot in the sand, in the soil. All of these things are connected to the mind, body, spirit. So when you grow your own food, first of all, you know what you put in it. You know, you're not, it's usually not full of pesticides, which are causing infertility. Your meat is full of hormones, which is causing kids to start their periods earlier and puberty earlier. Cancer, they're finally coming clean about. Cancer is not genetic. Cancer is from external variables, whether it's pesticides, whether it's the food, whether it's plastic. We are having environmentally caused illnesses, both mental and physical. So they haven't really changed their ways since the 1800s. And we are supposed to have something that protects us called the FDA, which Wiley, pretty much established. But that goes against the needs of the hegemony. The hegemony needs you to work, slave away, profit. By capitalism, buy, sell, then eat the foods, then get sick to keep a for-profit medical system going, and then get you on some drugs for a for-profit bio system. It's so clear. I mean, but if you are disconnected from yourself, and how you feel in your body, you will not be able to recognize what something feels like in your body. We have all these huge cases of obesity And there's such an uptick of cancer. There's an uptick of ADHD, ADD. All of this is all connected to hegemonic forces, for-profit capitalism, and a group of very wealthy people that really don't care about you. Okay? Like Michael Jackson says, they don't really care about us. So what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? We do. We wake up. We start paying attention. Like with the they changed it to some type of unidentified blah 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 UFO. I'm going with UFO. There, I think they did that in order to try to change looks less foolish and stupid for lying to us for decades. But they try to change it, the narrative around it, by changing the name, kind of like Facebook changing their name to Meta when they got busted for selling all of our private information and allowing all of this really crooked activities on Facebook with the elections and KKK and whatever. Point is this. They will always do this until you become self-aware, until you practice emotional intelligence. And of course, I'm going to talk about emotional intelligence. Your self-awareness is going to tell you how your body feels every single time you put something in it, every time you drink something, every time you eat something. You're going to get a physical response. And if your physical response is lethargy and no vitality, and or your skin breaks out, or you're gaining weight, or your periods get heavier, it's something you're eating. Yeah, it's something you're eating. So what do you do when you know that the majority of the things that you eat are not good for you? Well, the only way that they really can slip it in is through processed foods and sugar. Sugar is the worst thing that you can eat. And now that they've proven that cancer is not genetic, but rather environmental, and sugar is a huge part of the cancer causing that a lot of people are experiencing in the world. So decrease your sugar intake. Eat alternative sugars. Jaggery is another one that's from the sap of the sugarcane, rather, and it's got all the minerals and it's got all the, I look at it this way. Anything they try to purify and make white and powdery is usually toxic. It usually is. So they have to take out all the nutrients, have to bleach it, and they do that to try to make it more profitable for the corporation. The raw form of sugar, the raw form of vegetables, the raw form of things have all of the nutrients that our body needs because we're biologically wired for that. All this other stuff is a manipulation, and therefore our body rejects it. The chemicals that you put into your body, these preservatives, there was one non, when they were pushing the whole low fat, non fat, there was a chemical in there that our bodies couldn't even recognize. So the body said, there's a problem here. Let's envelop this into fat. Let's just cover it with fat and deposit it into your body and your bloodstream. So Americans are suffering from fatty liver. I thought I was as well. So I just started a liver detox and I started taking turmeric daily, and I immediately started to lose weight because what they don't tell you is a lot of our problems are due to inflammation. I've been doing a lot of research on this because I was suffering from inflammation all over my body. My face swelled up, my periods were getting crazy. I just didn't know what the hell was going on. And I don't eat a lot of preservatives. I don't eat box foods. I don't eat a lot of sugary things. So I found out, it was actually in these like juices that I was getting. They have a preservative in it, E211 or some craziness. And I said, oh, I stopped drinking those. Guess what? The inflammation started to go down. My blood pressure started going up because I was gaining weight. So my point is this, it's all connected. If you're not feeling good in your body, look what you're eating at. If we want to change, like we have always done, like we've always had to fight for clean, food. We always have to hold them accountable. We get too comfortable. We get too trusting because our innate desire as a species is to trust. But we're trusting the wrong people. We need to start trusting each other again, our communities. We need to start growing together, our own foods, our own vegetables. We need to cope more co-ops. We need things like that. Industrial agriculture and everything else is not our friend. Never has been. You know, it's just like they went after big beef companies went after Oprah. You know, I doubt they'll come after me. I'm not that big. I'd like to be. I'd like to get that kind of publicity so we can get this grand awakening happening so we can all heal. Start our healing process. And what I always tell my clients that I mentor, that healing is like soil. Okay? When you were a child, you were soft soil, easy to sow, easy for lessons and information to be planted to grow. You are not responsible. And that's this part I want to reiterate how important radical compassion is. Okay? You were not in charge of those seeds. Somebody else was. Started with the macro narrative of the hegemony that went into your house, the micro of your house, and trickled down to you. And you were, boop, a seed was planted on how you weren't good enough, how you weren't smart enough, how you needed the approval, how you compare yourself to other people, how you needed this Porsche, how you needed this big house. All of these things are a part of the machine. Okay? So now here you are, you've grown and you've gotten this tough exterior. You're sturdy, you're rooted in these ideas, right? But you got an outside bark like a tree that's hard, that's protecting you from the pain, from the onslaught. And now you're like, but I know something's not right. I'm not growing right. I don't feel good. I feel sick. So what do you have to do? You have to re-soften. But that's scary now. And that's why I create a safe environment for you to soften. If you're interested in coaching or mentoring, go to thisreallifebooks.com, click the coaching link and make an appointment. The point is this: in order for new seeds to get inside of that soft soil, you have to soften. You need to water the ground. And that's how the seeds of healing are going to get in. But it won't get in until you soften, until you let go of the fear that you're going to be hurt, or the fear of loss. That's one of the most powerful seeds planted in us all. So, what I ask to you is find a place, find someone to soften with, not a relationship. No, you might not be ready for that. I'm talking about the relationship with yourself. Allow yourself to soften with you, allow yourself to cry. Allow yourself to express your feelings. Talk to somebody like me so that you can get new information in. You know, the saddest part about all of this Trump stuff and their supporters and the KKK and the racism and all the ism, the divisionary tactics that have been utilized, is it's created such a sense of fear that they don't even know they need to soften. Most of us didn't even know that we had to fall apart a little bit to let space in. So I appreciate you listening in. I appreciate you supporting this podcast. Don't forget to go support. It's a call to action. If you want this podcast to continue, I need you to support me. And when you go to thisreallifebooks.com, there's other things that you can purchase. I also started expressing myself again through my art. I have a website called Ascension Beings of Light where I'm doing art. This is something, my second love. And yeah, lots and lots of ways that you can support me. And if you can go on there, you can get some t-shirts, you can get some books for your kids that teach them emotional intelligence. We also got to protect our babies because they're not doing it. And they don't want this new generation who are full of these enlightened beings to grow. Anyways, I appreciate you and I hope you have a blessed day.